feel the power of Senor Frog. Ay, darling.
Let me go.
Jay, take it easy on your dad. Those are some brittle bones.
I think I got him this time, Reba.
Soda?
Why, thank you.
Sucker punch, Jake!
No!
I win!
I don't know, Brock. You always fall for the soda trick.
Yeah, you'd think I'd have learned after all these years, huh?
Okay, you can leave now. Adios, Senor Frog.
Hey, there he is, Mr. Football.
And his wife, Mrs. Football. Hey, guys, remember Baby Football?
Oh, that should be your nickname.
So how was your first day back?
Oh, Coach says, Montgomery, you're slow, fat, and stupid. One day, and Coach already knows my name.
Attaboy. Jake, you better sleep with one eye open. See you guys later.
Hey, you know what's fun after a hard day at school? Taking care of your baby.
Oh, come here, sweetie. Mommy is going to miss you so much tonight.
What? Why are you going to miss her?
We're going to dinner with Van's parents to a fancy French restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Cheyenne. I mean, I know my parents have been cool the last few times we've seen them, but, you know, it's still weird for me.
Van, this is important. You know, we're trying to build a bridge between us and them.
Well, while you're busy building your bridge, who's going to watch Elizabeth?
Well, we're kind of busy and you're kind of not.
Guys, you can't just assume that I'm always going to be here to watch Elizabeth. I mean, what if I have plans for tonight?
Yeah, good one.
Oh, all right. I'll watch her this time. But you guys have got to start taking more responsibility for your child.
Oh, thanks, Mom. You're the best. Bye, Angel.
See, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, it's just me and you, kid.
It's time to wrestle.
One, a two, a three. Oh, you dominate.
Hey! Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I wanna be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Oh, Mom, you gotta see the one of Elizabeth sleeping.
Oh, oh yeah, that's a really cute one. There it is. Yep, and that's the one of her crying after Van insisted we take the picture.
She looks just like Van did. We have missed so much.
But we're here now, and we have a camera. Hey, Van, why don't you take a picture of us looking at the picture?
Okay, I got a bucket of chicken for dinner. I know it's not snooty French food, but it does come in a la bucket. Hi, Dan. Sue.
Hello, Reba. Kyra.
It's Kira. Thanks again, Mom.
Hi there.
My parents wanted to come by and see the baby.
Yeah. Great. She's right over here.
Van, I think now's a good time to take a picture of the lucky grandma.
Oh, no. I just got in from work and my hair's a mess, but... Oh.
Reba, we know it's dinner time and we really don't want to overstay our welcome.
Oh, no, stay. I mean, I got a family pack and three sides. Here, you can have my biscuit.
Oh, thanks. Real pass.
But we do have something we want to give Elizabeth. Van, Cheyenne. Now, I know we've missed some earlier photo opportunities, but here's a little something we hope will help create some new ones.
Aw, thank you.
It's a key. Welcome to this week's episode of Cheyenne Identifies Objects.
Dearest Elizabeth, this key will unlock stable number 8 at the Bobbling Pastures, where you'll find your very own pony.
A pony?
A pony?
A pony?
Wow, what a gift.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a very nice gift, but it isn't very practical, is it? I mean, who's going to take care of him? Because I sure don't have time to watch a pony, too.
Oh, don't. The people at the stable will watch her. And you know, a couple of those guys are single.
But is that a really good gift for a baby? I mean, a wild animal?
You guys, we should take Elizabeth to pet it so she gets to know it before she rides it. It's perfect.
Because those dragonflies love each other, that's why.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery.
Hey, Sue. Dan.
Dad, Van's parents bought Elizabeth a pony.
What?
Isn't that amazing? I've always wanted a pony, and now my daughter has one.
Oh, honey, I wanted to get you a pony when you were little, but your mom said no.
Yes, and no offense, but rather than giving you gifts, we decided to give you love and kindness and affection.
Yeah, but you can't ride love at the state fair.
Oh, you can't. Can we go ride the pony?
I don't see why not.
Can I go too?
Jake, don't you have homework?
Not if I can ride a pony.
We'll all go.
Hello, honey. I can hardly wait to get a picture of you on your new pony. And then maybe afterwards we can go back to our house so you can see where your other grandparents live, huh?
What? Oh, no, that's a great idea. That way Mom won't have to watch her.
Well, I don't have any plans.
No, this is perfect. And maybe you guys can watch Elizabeth sometime so Mrs. H doesn't always have to.
Oh, don't call me Mrs. H. My name is Grandma. And I'm happy to watch her.
We'll be glad to pitch in. Come on, let's go, everyone.
Yeah, let's go.
Where are you going?
I want to go see the pony.
Yeah, who doesn't love a pony?
I love him.
Hope y'all get there and it's a big old fat dog.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
All right. Touchdown! Yeah! Raise the roof. Praise the man upstairs. Spin the ball and break dance around it.
Well, somebody found a quarter.
For your information, we are practicing the official Van Montgomery touchdown dance.
Well, the good news is you won't be doing it much.
You know what this needs? My Batman costume.
Hey, football star. You want to walk your lucky wife to class this morning? My friends are dying to meet you.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I can't. I have to hit the weight room, and then I have to make up a math test.
Well, maybe we can have lunch. The Board of Health reopened the cafeteria.
Yeah, I'm supposed to watch game film during lunch. But hey, I'm free at 2.
Oh, my last class is at 2, but after.
I have practice after.
Can't you take the day off?
Take the day off? Sure. Let me just ask Coach. Hey, Coach, can I take the day off? Why, Montgomery? So you can get slower, fatter, and stupider? No. No. Coach says no.
But I thought we'd be together.
Well, you can walk me to the gym.
I don't want to walk you to the gym. Who's going to see us walking to the gym? What's the point of being married to a big football star if nobody's going to see us together? Kira, do you mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just dying to know how this all turns out.
Cheyenne, listen. Coach says if I work real hard, I have a chance to make it to the NFL. You know what that means? I mean, even if I'm a scrub, that leads to announcing gigs. And then the big jackpot, infomercials.
Well, Van, infomercials are on at night. Then we would never have dinner together.
I tell you what, tonight,
yeah,
we'll have dinner. Just me and you, I promise.
Okay, it's a date.
All right.
Woo! It's gonna be okay. Everybody, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, I know I just called Sue, but I forgot to mention that Elizabeth likes her apple juice at room temperature. Well, no, if grape juice is all you have, it doesn't really have to be room temperature because Elizabeth hates grape juice. Okay. Fine. Now you'd know best after 3 hours. Hey, Reba.
Hey, Barbara Jean.
That looks heavy.
Oh, it is. Real heavy. The beams are made of real oak.
Wow, it's a beauty. Thanks for bringing it by and showing me.
Oh, okay. Good one. It's for Elizabeth.
Oh.
Where is she?
She's with the big shots who got her the pony. Right now, they're probably out getting prices on a baby elephant.
Well, I think a little girl likes a dollhouse more than a pony. I mean, for one thing, no poop.
For the 10th time, Cheyenne, I'm exhausted. We'll have a romantic dinner another night.
Hey, guys, we should go get Elizabeth. I think she spent a long enough time with her other grandparents.
But, Van, you promised. Mom, will you please tell Van that a big sack of tacos is not a romantic dinner?
Or can you tell her that a big sack of anything is romantic when you're in love?
Or you can both take a look at the beautiful dollhouse I got Elizabeth.
Yeah. Look, football and school are like working two jobs. An argument with you makes three. Now I'm tired. I'm gonna go upstairs and eat and sleep. Chicken or beef?
Vegetarian!
What?
She said vegetarian. And seriously, guys, it's time for Elizabeth's apple juice.
Well, if you wanted vegetarian, why didn't you ask for vegetarian?
I did ask for vegetarian, ha!
Well, guess what? I wasn't listening. Ha!
Can you believe him?
No, I can't. We should go get your daughter.
Mom, I'm sure she's fine.
I don't think so. Those people don't have the first clue about how to take care of a baby. And they sure don't want to hear about it either.
Mom, you have your way and they have theirs.
I think I know what's best for my child. I mean, your child. Can we just go get her? I don't like this.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to learn to like it because she's spending the night over there.
You're letting her have a sleepover on a school night? Virgie, did you hear that? Earthquake! Elizabeth is not ready to spend the night over there. This is absolutely wrong, Barbara Jean.
You're right, Reba.
I'm not talking to you.
We have got to get that baby away from those pony people. If they're in, I'm out.
What? Why would you say that?
Because they're real grandparents. You and Brock are real grandparents to Elizabeth. I'm just a young, attractive woman that married her grandfather.
How can you be so selfish? This isn't about you, it's about me. I do her bedtime routine. Apple juice, bath time, two silly stories, give her a blanket and she's out. And right about now, she's spitting out grape juice and crying for Grandma Reba.
And the young, attractive woman that married Papa Brock.
Oh my gosh, they don't have Elizabeth's blankie. She can't go to sleep without her blankie.
Of course not. A blankie is like scotch to a child.
I'm gonna go give it to her.
Yeah, let's go.
Why do you think I let you go with me?
Because if things get rough, you're gonna need some muscle.
Okay, but I call the shots. Batman, Robin. Got it? No answer. Where could they have gone?
Well, I see some lights. Someone must be home. Oh, no, wait. That's the gatehouse.
Oh. Man, they should be answering their phone. I don't like this. I mean, what if we were Ed McMahon and we were here with a big fat check?
Yeah, like they need it. Oh, God, I hope they didn't sell Elizabeth on the black market. A healthy baby brings a pretty penny.
No answer.
What if they're in there and they're having a swingers party?
Do you know where Brock is tonight? Let's go home. This is a crazy idea.
Oh, no. The Reba I know doesn't give up. The Reba I know would scale that wall and give those people a blankie and a piece of her mind.
Oh, Margaret Jean.
No, Reba. I'm going over the wall. Give me a boost.
Me boost you? You'd pound me into the ground. There'd be just this little head down here in the dirt.
Well, we're not leaving until this blanket is in front of that door. We came to perform a mission, and our mission is incomplete. Oh, what's that I hear, Reba? A tiny cry in the night? Grammy Reba, I want my blankie. Oh,
all right, all right. Yay. Let's get this over with. Give me a boost.
All right. Okay. Okay, come on. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Help, help. Watch the mascara.
All right. A little higher.
All right.
A little bit higher.
Yeah.
Oh, I see a mite. Dad, blame it. I almost had it.
Well, I just started at Bally's. I can't hold you that long.
All right. Just give me one big push and I can do the rest, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Batman. Yeah. Hey, did you get new shoes? Okay, I got it. Rest a piece of cake.
All right.
Perimeter violation. The police have been called.
Hey, Jean, help him down.
Jump, Reba!
I can't, it's too high.
Well, just shut your eyes and jump.
Pepper Jean, help me down.
Perimeter violation.
I can't take another hit on my police record.
Who's there? Reba?
Oh, hi, Dan. Could you help me find my frisbee? I think it flew over into your yard.
Why are you watching PBS?
If you tell me what PBS stands for, I'll tell you why I'm watching it.
I know what PBS stands for. It's not peanut butter sandwich.
Hey, kids. Hey, is Barbara Jean over here?
No.
Good. Make sure you tell her I was looking for her. Why are you watching PBS?
If you tell me what PBS stands for... Forget it.
Hey, where's Van?
He's at school watching game tapes.
Boy, that kid's really committed to this thing, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah? Could you get him to quit?
What?
You know, at first, I thought him playing football again would be great, but it's terrible. I mean, I never see him, and when I do, he's exhausted or sweaty.
Oh, I know it's hard right now, Angel, but he's counting on you. You know, when I was going to dental school and working nights, your mom was the only thing that got me through.
This is about your marriage? You do remember how it ended, right?
Yeah. Even though those were our toughest times, the fact that we sacrificed for each other, well, that just brought us closer.
Until you got divorced.
Right. Until we got divorced. Give me a break. You know, it's possible I learned a few things from our mistakes.
Do you think I'm making a mistake about bugging Van to spend more time with me?
Well, Cheyenne, do you think he loves you less when he's not with you?
Of course not.
And do you think that once football season's over, he's going to do everything he can to make up for the time
yes.
you missed together?
Yes.
Well, then I say save your nagging until it'll do you some good.
I said bugging.
Whatever.
Thank you, Daddy.
Well, I'm glad I could help. But what do I know? I got divorced.
Dan, what was it?
Hey, Sue.
Reba, how can I put this delicately? What the hell were you doing on top of our wall?
Well, I wouldn't have had to been on your wall if you'd just answered your phone.
Well, we were getting so many helpful phone calls, we finally unplugged it.
Thereby forcing people onto your wall. Hey, maybe I did call one or five times, but I was just concerned about the baby who is somewhere unsupervised.
No, she is sleeping in the nursery.
Well, she can't be sleeping. I've got her blankie.
Well, by all means, let's wake her up and give it to her. Look, she's fine. You know, we have raised a son.
And you did a great job. He's a fantastic kid. But Elizabeth is my granddaughter.
But she's our granddaughter, too.
Right. For the last couple of weeks.
Okay. We get it. We haven't been around. You can stop rubbing it in, Reba. We already feel inferior to you.
Really?
Of course, you've been like Elizabeth's second mother. We're practically strangers.
Rich strangers.
What has that got to do with anything?
Oh, hey, children can be bought. Heck, my kids are already liking y'all better than like me.
Reba, you have nothing to worry about. I mean, you have been with Elizabeth every second of her life.
Which do you think she's going to remember? Her first 10 months of care and love or her first pony? I guess I was just a little jealous.
Reba?
Would you like a pony?
No, but those little Mini Coopers are really cute. Look, I'm really sorry I scaled your wall. Y'all are doing a great job.
Reba, we're not going to do anything that takes away from what you have with Elizabeth. We're just so grateful to be back in her life.
We're glad to have you.
Reba, did you know we call you Super Grandma?
Well, I don't like to wear the cape. See ya.
Who is that?
I have no idea. But if you have any dogs, now would be a good time to release them.